Suppose I drive a nail into the wood and I say, I have
driven.
And this wouldn't be true, but suppose I rip my shirt or something, so I try on more years and it turns out to be just the right size. I'd say
that would be a miracle.
I tried on his shirt and it
fit me perfectly.
And suppose you're in Debris and you go into Pats, and I can never remember the other name that goes with Pat.
Well, I mean Pat and Becky?
Pat and Becky, yeah. Mm-hmm. Pat and Becky.
That's husband and wife.
Yeah, that's what I figured. And there's an old friend of yours in there. You don't see too often. Well, you come home and tell your wife this morning that Pat and Becky's in there.
And I saw John down there. Mm-hmm. Well, I met John.
Ever say you ran across or ran into?
Well, occasionally I might say I ran across John today, but not very often.
And suppose, well, you say, what's the first thing you did this morning? Say, this morning, the crack of dawn, or?
I was still sleeping. You mean at the crack of dawn, I got out of bed, or?
Well,
Or I got up, or?
Well, before you got up, you...
Oh, you mean I woke up?
And, I suppose your bed was real high, you say. Then the next thing I did, I
jumped out of bed.
I suppose you had to come down by a ladder, you say.
You mean I climbed out of there? It was that out of the
bravo.
And somebody where you work comes up with a new expression of some kind. Better yet, let's say they have a new way of doing something, a new trick. You want to know where they learned it. Let's say who
taught you.
If someone is going to give you a ride somewhere, they're driving without front here and honk the horn, and you're not quite ready to do one or two more things, and you might go to the door and wave a finger at them. So.
I'll be there in just a minute.
If little baby's bawling for some reason or other,